Hey, it's Movie Snark, where we make fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All abridged scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, written by Rod, read by Jarrett Brown.
Fade in. Interior New Line Studios. Peter Jackson is meeting with various New Line executives. Peter Jackson. And that's my proposal. What do you say? Executive number one. Wait, so you want $300 million to create 9 total hours of film for an adaptation of the Lord of the Rings trilogy? Peter Jackson. Nearly 12 hours for the full editions. Executive number two. And you want us to greenlight this based on your previous work of, consulting a memo, a movie about rat monkeys and flesh-eating zombies and an unfunny comedy ghost movie starring Michael J. Fox? Peter Jackson. Right, and I want all the money up front because I demand that I be able to make all 3 films at the same time. The executives stare at Jackson as if he just took a shit on their rug and autographed it. Miraculously, he is allowed to adapt the trilogy and actually fucking pulls it off. Exterior, big open battlefield. Various computer-generated creatures face off. A narrator explains the background story as a jaw-dropping battle ensues on screen. Narrator, so, this dude Sauron made a big badass ring. He did some nasty shit with it, and then he got killed, and this human took it, and then he did nasty shit too. The ring made everyone an asshole, and then Ian Holm got it, but he was less of an asshole with it. Audience, wow, they just summarized the entire background in a matter of minutes, doing so with the help of an outstandingly impressive fight sequence. If the rest of the movie is like this, then this might just be the greatest epic adventure film ever created. Director Peter Jackson. Oh no, see, this was short, to the point, and interesting. The rest of my movie is anything but that. Did you go to the bathroom yet? You probably should. Exterior, lush, beautiful, fantasy village. Ian McKellen arrives. Elijah Wood runs up to him. Ian McKellen. I am old and sage. I bring a sense of dignity and elegance to all that I do. And I appear to be a master of all things intellectual. Elijah Wood. Actually, the most impressive thing you'll do is set off a bunch of fireworks. Then you get your ass kicked by a better wizard, fail to get us through a door because you're too stupid to solve an easy riddle, and then die. Ian McKellen. Oh, well, at least I wasn't in North, you putrid piece of shit. Elijah Wood. Damn it. Ian McKellen. So anyway, where's Ian Holm? I heard he's got the plot to this movie in his pocket somewhere. Interior, Ian Holm's comically small home. Ian McKellen enters, hitting his head on objects. Ian Holm, there you are, you sage old wizard! They smoke from Ian McKellen's pipe. Ian Holm, ah, truly the finest weed in Middle-earth. Ian McKellen, both of our names are Ian. Ian Holm, holy shit, you're right! Ian Holm falls backwards, laughing hysterically. Ian Holm, suddenly dead serious. Dude, every time I laugh, I think it's my lung trying to escape a little bit. Maybe that's what laughing is. Lungs use humor to trick us into letting them escape. Whoa. Ian McKellen.
You're so fucked up.
Ian Holm.
Oh, want to see something cool? This will totally make you trip balls.
Ian slips on the ring of power and turns invisible. Ian Holm, invisible.
Oh, where did I go? Where did I go?
Removing the ring.
Isn't that awesome?
Ian McKellen.
Ian, you stupid bastard. That's the ring of power forged centuries ago by the evil lord Sauron. It is the key to the greatest power in all the land. It is sought after by the most wicked of evil forces. And as Sauron's spirit grows stronger, he comes closer to obtaining it and enslaving Middle-earth.
Ian Holm.
Shit. Boss killer, dude. Not cool.
Ian McKellen.
Give me the ring. Then go away and write your book. Elijah Wood and I will destroy it.
Ian Holm.
Elijah Wood? Wasn't he that little puke in The Good Son?
Ian McKellen.
That was Macaulay Culkin.
Ian Holm.
Wait. Am I thinking of the wrong person?
Ian McKellen.
Elijah was that snot-nosed little twerp in...
Ian McKellen.
Elijah was that snot-nosed little twerp in that Flipper movie.
Ian Holm.
Oh, right! That fucker!
Ian McKellen. Yeah, I'm going to travel with him to the treacherous volcano Mount Doom. Once there, we will destroy the evil thing once and for good. Ian Holm.
The ring?
Ian McKellen. Elijah. But I'll make him wear the ring before I shove him in. Ian Holm leaves. Elijah enters. Elijah Wood.
Hiya, Ian. I just come by to see...
Ian McKellen.
Elijah, you must take this ring. It is the Ring of Power, forged by the evil Lord Sauron long ago. Travel to a faraway land with your cohorts. I will meet you there, and we will venture to Mount Doom to destroy the ring. You must arrive safely. The fate of Middle-earth depends on your success.
Elijah Wood.
I just wanted to ask if you wanted to play some Nintendo.
Ian McKellen.
There's no time, Elijah. I must go find Christopher Lee and seek his guidance. Good luck. The fate of all life rests in your small, hairy hands.
Elijah Wood. Ian McKellen, bolting out the door.
Don't fuck up!
Elijah stares at the ring. As he does so, his face contorts to an expression of limitless fear. His eyes widen and his mouth gapes slightly open with shock and terror. This expression never leaves his face again. Ever. Sean Astin.
Hey, Elijah! These two interchangeable hobbits and I want to go with you on your quest.
Elijah Wood.
Okay, but only if you all act so moronically that you not only nearly sabotage our mission repeatedly, but also drastically undermine the otherwise serious tone of the film.
Billy Boyd.
I fought it! Tee-hee!
Interior. Christopher Lee's home, or a church, or some shit. Christopher Lee and Ian McKellen walk around and chat. Ian McKellen.
It's good seeing you again, Christopher Lee. I like what you've done with your hair. How do you keep it so tangle-free?
Christopher Lee.
Well, Ian, I condition when showering. Brush it straight while still in the shower, and then condition again. The secret is in the second conditioning.
Ian McKellen.
Brilliant. See, this is why you're obviously the better wizard.
Christopher Lee.
Actually, it's funny you should say that, Ian. You see, I'm about to beat the living snot out of you.
Ian McKellen.
Come again?
Christopher brings out a small card. Christopher Lee.
Ha! I summon Gaia's Skyfolk, a 2-and-2 with flying.
Ian McKellen.
Okay. I'm going to cast Exclude, which counters your spell and lets me also draw a card.
Oh! A Bloodfire Cavu! I summon him.
Christopher Lee.
You can't do that. You can't summon until your turn. It's still my turn.
Ian McKellen.
No, it's not. I just did the counterspell.
Christopher Lee.
That was an instant. God, now I remember why I hate playing with you. Fuck this.
Christopher uses his wizard stick to rip Ian McKellen a brand new asshole. Exterior, lush, beautiful landscape. Elijah and the other hobbits walk around New Zealand. A lot. Director Peter Jackson.
Isn't this great? Them walking around in this world, this completely fantastical world of New Zealand.
Audience.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Director Peter Jackson, bemused.
It really is.
Minutes pass. Audience. You gonna do something? Audience. Gonna do something anytime soon? Director Peter Jackson.
Huh? Oh, right. Action. How about some monsters?
Suddenly, some evil monsters attack. A few monsters get close to Elijah Wood, so he puts on the Ring of Power to become invisible. Elijah Wood.
Ha! Bet you monsters didn't see that coming.
Elijah is then stabbed anyway. Elijah Wood.
Gurk!
Viggo Mortensen jumps in and slaughters Elijah's attackers. But not really, because they never die. Viggo Mortensen.
Elijah, are you all right? You must survive. You are the only one who can carry the ring. All others will be tempted to wear it for personal gain.
Elijah Wood.
Didn't I just put it on to save my own ass?
Viggo Mortensen.
Yes, but then you got stabbed anyway. See, if any of us were corrupted by the ring, we'd be intelligent enough to use it for our own advantage. Hobbits, on the other hand, are bumbling morons.
Sean Astin.
Hey, I resent that.
Pause.
Ooh, poisonous mushrooms. I wonder if they're tasty.
Elijah Wood.
I think I'm dying. Can't you tell from the perpetual worried expression on my face?
Viggo Mortensen.
The only thing that can save you now is Liv Tyler. Seriously.
Liv Tyler.
My character is so thin that even my voice seems overly stretched. Luckily, though, I am pretty. which is apparently all that is required of a female in the world of Tolkien. Please notice how softened my appearance is, because I am female, you see.
Audience.
She looks pretty.
Elijah Wood.
So, about me dying?
Liv Tyler.
Oh, right. I will take you backstage to an Aerosmith concert, where your wounds shall be healed.
Exterior. The land of the elves. Hugo Weaving.
We must destroy the ring, Ian.
Ian McKellen.
Yes, I was going to go to Mount Doom with Elijah Wood and do that.
Hugo Weaving.
Elijah Wood, the whiny dipshit from Deep Impact.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving.
No, that will not do at all. I will not play a secondary part in a film starring only him. Let's get some other actors to go with him.
John Rhys Davies.
I'll go. Because I'm grizzled and brave, though my skill doesn't measure up completely to my confidence.
Orlando Bloom.
I will also go, because I am cute to the females in the audience, as well as a surprising number of males.
Sean Bean.
I shall also join, and I promise I will absolutely not try to take the ring. Wait, can I have the ring?
Ian McKellen.
No.
Sean Bean.
Okay, then I promise not to try to take it.
Hugo Weaving.
Excellent. Together, you will be known as...
The overbearing cheesy music swells. Hugo Weaving.
The Fellowship of the Ring.
Audience. Huh. This scene makes me feel like the movie is actually just starting. Laughing nervously. But that's just absurd, right? I've been sitting here for an hour. I mean, it can't actually just be getting going, right? Right? The Fellowship walk across the mountains to make their way to Mordor. This plan fails, and they have to pursue another one. The Fellowship walks around the snow-covered mountains to make their way to Mordor. This plan also fails, and they have to pursue another one. The Fellowship walks through the mountains. This kind of works, so they keep going. Ian McKellen.
It's a good thing all of that footage was included, since nothing happened that affected the story at all.
Interior. Vivid, frightening minds. The Fellowship travels through the mines. Nothing happens for a while again. Then suddenly, the group is surrounded by enemies again, which are defeated again. Elijah is stabbed again. Elijah Wood.
Ha! You are no match for my Bilbo's armor, which has +4 for fortitude. Saves against stupid-looking CGI monsters.
They venture further through the mountain, but suddenly, Ian McKellen is killed by a fire demon. Viggo Mortensen.
I guess that leaves me as the interesting one, huh?
Elijah Wood. Actually, for someone who is essentially the focus of the last book, you come off as amazingly dull and transparent. I could quite easily not notice you at all.
Viggo Mortensen.
Hey, at least I wasn't in the faculty, you munchkin asshat.
They walk around New Zealand some more, and eventually meet some more elves.
Cate Blanchett.
Hi, everyone. I'm the other female in the movie. I'm exactly the same as Liv Tyler, except shots of me have had the edges softened even further. My role is equally useless, though. Don't be fooled by the effects.
Exterior. Lush, beautiful landscape. The Fellowship of the Ring continues to travel around some more. Once again, monsters eventually attack. Once again, they are defeated, but not before kidnapping Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan.
Elijah Wood.
Hey, I didn't get stabbed this time. There is nothing more I can learn from you brave adventurers. I must go the rest of the way by myself. And with Sean Astin.
John Rhys Davies.
You don't want our help? Truly, we have failed the Fellowship.
Viggo Mortensen.
There must be something heroic to do. Hey, those two irritating hobbits can still be rescued. Let's be valiant doing that.
Orlando Bloom.
That's what we've been reduced to? Our role, as of the ending of the first movie, is to rescue these two idiots?
You saw me shoot like 2 arrows per second from my bow, right? I'm pretty badass for an effeminate blonde.
Elijah and Sean leave. Elijah Wood.
I'm glad to be going on this adventure with you, Sean Astin. You make me look smart. We are closer to Mount Doom, but we have a long way to go.
Audience.
A long way to go? Jesus Christ. How much longer is this movie? I don't think I can sit through any more of watching people walk through New Zealand aimlessly, getting occasionally attacked by monsters.
Director Peter Jackson.
Actually, the movie's over.
Audience.
What? Are you serious? What's even worse? They didn't do anything.
Director Peter Jackson.
They walked around a lot.
Audience.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
End.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Media. Visit badmariamedia.org for more.